So we're moving on to films at the cinema for you now. And we do like to showcase Cineworld because they are great when it comes to accessibility and more films audio described. But you do have other options. You have the Odeon Festival Park, and you also have the view along the High Street in Newcastle Underline. So if you want to visit one of those, please do Google either of those cinemas and all the information will come up and how to book, etc. But I will give you information for Cineworld at the end of the films we run through. Okay, so How to Train Your Dragon, a live remake, is the first one up that we're covering. It's 125 minutes long, it's a PG, it was released on the 9th of June, and from three times Oscar winner and nominee, Golden Globe winner Dean DeBlois, this creative visionary behind DreamWorks Animation's acclaimed How to Train Your Dragon trilogy comes a stunning live-action reimagining of the film that launched the beloved franchise on the rugged Isle of Burke, where Vikings and dragons have been bitter enemies for generations. Hiccup stands apart, the inventive yet overlooked son of Chief Stoit the Vast, played by Gerald Butler, reprising his voice role from the animated franchise. Hiccup defies centuries of tradition when he befriends Toothless, a feared Night Fury dragon. Their unlikely bond reveals the true nature of dragons, challenging the very foundations of Viking society. So that is now showing. Next up, we've got Ballerina, which was released last week. Certificate 15, 125 minutes long, and a young female assassin seeks revenge against the people who killed her family. And it stars Gabriel Byrne, Angelica Houston, Ian McShane, and it's also got Lance Reddick in that as well, and it's directed by Len Wiseman. Now, Karate Kid Legends is a 12A, 94 minutes, opened a couple of weeks ago, and it unites the iconic martial arts masters of one of the most beloved film franchises of all time. When Kung Fu prodigy Lee Fong, played by Ben Wang, relocates to New York City with his mother to attend a prestigious new school, he finds solace in a new friendship with a classmate and a father, but his newfound peace is short-lived after he attracts unwanted attention from a formidable local karate champion. Driven by a desire to defend himself, Lee embarks on a journey to enter the ultimate karate competition. Guided by the wisdom of his kung fu teacher, Mr. Han, played by Jackie Chan, and the legendary karate kid, Daniel LaRusso, played by Ralph Macchio, Lee merges their own unique styles to prepare for an epic martial arts showdown. So, with the release of the new film next week, 28 days later, 28 weeks later has been reissued, Certificate 18, 100 minutes, and that opens the 14th of June. The inhabitants of the British Isles have lost their battle against the onslaught of disease as the deadly Rage virus has killed every citizen there. 6 months later, a group of Americans dare to set foot on the Isles, convinced the danger has come and gone. But it soon becomes all too clear that the scourge continues to live, waiting to pounce on its next victims. And it stars Rose Byrne and Robert Carlyle. So 28 years later, opens on the 19th of June. It's horror, drama, thriller, 115 minutes. And Academy Award-winning director Danny Boyle and Academy Award-nominated writer Alex Garland reunite for 28 years later, a terrifying new story set in the world created by 28 days later. It's been almost three decades since the Rage virus escaped a biological weapons laboratory, and now still in a ruthlessly enforced quarantine, some have found ways to exist amidst the infected. One such group of survivors lives on a small island connected to the mainland by a single heavily defended causeway. When one of the group leaves the island on a mission into the dark heart of the mainland, he discovers secrets, wonders, and horrors that have mutated not only the infected, but other survivors as well. Okay, so also coming up on the 20th of June, we have Elio. It is, I think, a PG, and it's action animation. It's 100 minutes, and Elio struggles to fit in until he is transported by aliens and becomes the chosen one to be Earth's galactic ambassador, while his mother, Olga, works on the top-secret project to decode alien messages. And it features voices from Brad Garrett, Shirley Henderson, and Zoe Saldana. And also coming up, while we're away on the 25th of June, we've got Formula One the movie, so F1 the movie. This is a 12A, it's 156 minutes long, so a bit of a longer one. And it follows Formula One driver who comes out of retirement to mentor and team with a younger driver. And it's got a fabulous cast that includes Javier Bardem, Kerry Condon, and Brad Pitt. So those are the films that we have for you. And most films are available with audio description. Please check when booking. Audio description, also referred to as video description, is a form of narration that is used to provide information surrounding key visual elements in a media work. Now, Cineworld that I'm promoting to you is great when it comes to access. They're in Hanley, they're easy to get to, and they'll help in whatever way they can. They're committed to making your experience a safe and enjoyable one. If you do have any special requirements, please do ask during your visit. The customer service number is 0333 003 3444 and reservations are 0871 200 2000. And also, if you would like to find out about what is showing at View Newcastle Underline or the Odeon Festival Park, then please do Google either those cinemas and all the information will come up for you. We'll have some more films when we're back the first week of July.